It is time to have a look at what's happening in the Mount Alexander Shire with Darren Fuzzard, the CEO. And first of all, though, Darren, congratulations. The old Blue Baggers gave you a good win on the weekend, mate. Well done to you.
Thank you very much, Robbo.
Yep.
Yes, very, very well played by the boys. Good to see them come back from being down earlier in the game. Show a bit of heart.
Yeah.
And, nice we got to have the good umpires this week.
It's all down to the umpires.
Yeah, well, listen, I wish we had more time to talk about Carlton. It's funny, it's usually only on days where they lose that we seem to have plenty of time to talk about them, but gee, time's a Guinness, mate.
Hey, we've got to get on with the business here, Robbo. Stop talking footy.
Yeah, well.
There's some events going on, but local groups have got some backing from the council for these.
They have, Stephen. Good morning. Yes, it's round two of our events grants program's been announced. We've had 26 local event organisers who are getting shares in $50,000 worth of grants, which will help them deliver community events all over the Shire. We've got a few examples there. The Newstead Live Winter Concert, the Guildford Banjo Jamboree, the Castlemaine Jazz Festival, which has more than 40 musical acts usually over 3 days, the Monster Meeting of the Diggers, which celebrates the 1851 coming together of those guys in the National Heritage Park. That's on. The Castlemaine Billy Cart Challenge is on. There's a lot of different events on. So, but many of those will be familiar to people, but pretty exciting to say this year the majority of the successful applicants receiving funding are actually for the first time. So we've got lots of people with new great ideas as well as some of those fantastic ongoing events that we see year in, year out. So you can see the full list on our grant section of the website at mountalexander.vic.gov.au. But as each one rolls out, of course, I'm sure you'll see more about each one.
Okay. Now, workshops for a business for a positive, healthier, happier mind. I think this is terrific, and it's something we've seen obviously over the pandemic, is that people are much more aware of and concerned about and trying to support good mental health.
Yeah, very true, Robbo, and I think in some ways we thought when things get back to normal, which they sort of are now, that that pressure that people are feeling would stop, and we're seeing that that's not the case in many organisations. So we're offering a suite of really fascinating workshops for local businesses here that is to help support their mental strength and recovery from the COVID impacts, and to really try to get back to normal business. So it's called Mind Fit at Work, which is also the name of the company, actually. And it consists of 7 sessions held monthly from starting in May through to November, exploring different aspects of mental health and well-being, and using a mix of behavioural science research, psychology and mindfulness technique to really encourage participants to make positive changes to how they're thinking, and therefore how they're feeling, and therefore how they're behaving. So really interesting sessions ahead if you get involved. They're being delivered by a really accomplished local Castlemaine business, actually, called Mind Fit at Work. They've got clients such as Spotify and Netflix. They've also got others like Westpac and the Parliament of Australia. So they've got dealt with some interesting, challenging environments there, I think.
Yeah, I think most people would have been affected in some way by this, whether they know it or not.
Yeah, very true, Steve. So the workshops, they're being held face-to-face in Shooton, and you can get more details about those from our website under the business resource section, or as always, call the wonderful Eva Park in our economic development section on 5471 1700.
Right. Live music's coming back for the youngsters.
Sure is, Steve. We're seeing plenty of that around, but this one's specifically for the 12 to 25 years. It's on this Friday in the Good Shed in Castlemaine. Live music event called Shaken the Shed. It's being hosted by our Freezer Committee, who is a committee of council full of young people. And it's got bands from local bands as well as Melbourne-based bands. We've got the Inland Surfers, who are runners-up in the 2019 Battle of the Bands. We've got Terra Rouge, which is a Melbourne-based band. There's electronic indie pop, whatever that means. And we've got the headliners, the Other Lovers, who performed as part of an ISOBOP event that we had last year in 2020. So some great lineups there. That's on this Friday again from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Good Shed in Castlemaine. And if you have a look at our Youth Mount Alexander website, under the events section, you can get tickets on there for free. If you turn up on the night, you have to pay $5.
Okay, you'll be down there busting a few moves, Dazza.
Sounds like you need to go to find out what these sounds are.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know what indie pop glory is. Come on.
Now, Steve, before I go, I have to tell you, We talked last week, you're away for it, Robbo, but we talked about the English oak tree and Botanic Gardens going into National Trust of Australia Tree of the Year Award.
How did you do?
Thank you to everybody. Apparently we won.
Oh, well fantastic. Done. Well done.
Oh, hang on, we've got to bring out the everybody. Crowd of Glen. Hang
hey.
On.
Hey.
Can I go one more, Robbo? Just while you've got your clapping happening, can I just acknowledge one of our staff members today, Judy Stutchbridge. She is celebrating her 40th year of caring for our community as a direct care worker today.
Wow.
Just, extraordinary effort and a really beautiful person too, I've got to say. So big congratulations, Judy. I hope that you have a fantastic day.
I think that's...
I know you will because you're spending it with me.
It's fair to say she really cares.
Well, I think the studio audience are buying it now. They've been clapping their little hearts out. So, no, that is fantastic. And, the community couldn't function without great people like that in it, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely, Robbo. It's just an amazing effort. And for someone to work in their job for so long and still have so much passion for what they do, it's very inspirational is all I can say about that.
Yeah.
The way Judy goes about what she does, it's just wonderful.
Beautiful. All right, mate. Well, listen, let's talk more about Carlton's win. Oh, no, hang on. We're out of time. We'll talk to you next week. See you, Darren. All the best. Darren Fuzzard from the Mount Alexander Shire on the Wake Up Call.